Okay, so now we're going to talk about MSI, and you both talked about the fact that that's now standard part of initial workup for metastatic disease. Alan, can you sort of provide a macro overview of why?
Well, I think MSI status turns out to be predictive of the patients who have the chance of benefiting from checkpoint inhibitors. And the reason it's a must is that some of these patients do moderately well, and some patients don't benefit from checkpoint inhibitors, but others, it knocks your socks off. Checkpoint inhibitors are the rare entity that will occasionally take a patient from the hospice bed to back to work full time. I mean, it's astonishing. Doesn't often happen, but it does happen. So the upside of checkpoint inhibitors are so great that in an MSI-high patient, you want to make damn sure that you give them a chance to respond to a checkpoint inhibitor.
Tony, can you talk a little bit about the biology of MSI disease and why it is theoretically that you see these better responses or good responses?
So the phenotype, the MSI-high phenotype, is not necessarily itself predictive of a response to checkpoint inhibitors as much as it's associated with a hypermutated state. These tumors are fully loaded with a lot of mutations, which essentially make the cell theoretically more visible to the effects of the immune system, and so these PD-1 inhibitors may be more effective. Interestingly, I think a lot of us are moving away from just MSI-high and looking more at tumor mutational burden as a helper, as a predictor for which patients may respond to immune checkpoint inhibitors. It turns out that the overlap in colorectal cancer is not necessarily 100%, but close. It's about 90-95%. So there are actually few patients with MSI-high that may not be hypermutated, but you also have a group of patients who have high tumor mutational burden, just had a
like
patient,
POLE,
or check to
POLE.
POLE.
What's that?
POLE. It's another checkpoint, another essentially mutation. Alteration
that leads to hypermutated
state.
The idea with the hypermutated state is the more foreign protein that's made, the more tumor protein that's made, the better chance the immune system has to identify.
Of course, and that has permeated, it's discussed in lung cancer,
correct,
et cetera.
Same, right.
So you're saying, though, because we talked earlier about the type of assay. So, for example, you can get tumor mutation burden off typical NGS Foundation One.
Yes.
So,
and that's how they're predicting MSI-high in many ways.
Oh, really?
Or part of the
The question is, though, is there a cut point for total mutational burden that really matters? And I think you either need a whole lot.
That's one of the problems.
Or I'm not sure 20 is better than 15. You need a real lot to make a difference.
So we're still at an early stage. But clearly, if you have tumor mutational burden of 100 or 200, I really don't care what the MSI-high status
is.
Those patients are going to go to a checkpoint inhibitor.
So, just to put that in perspective, I think in the Foundation One assay, or the assay cutoff I've heard is around 10. So you're talking
correct
about 200, a lot higher
so
than high.
We don't know that 12 is enough to make a patient responsive.
So the bottom line is, in terms of assays and choice of assay, can you talk about what the options are to do MSI testing and what you think makes the most sense?
Just standard immunohistochemistry. It's pretty standard now. Most practices, even community practices, academic practices have done it for a while, but community practices automatically check for these proteins, MLH and MS proteins, essentially in tumor to determine MSI, MSS status. And the importance of that is not just as a predictive element for immune therapy, but it also helps direct physicians and patients into understanding whether there's a genetic link to the cancer, Lynch syndrome, typically. So its utility is not just predictive to a response, but also has implications in terms of understanding the genetic risk
and for
of the cancer.
Screening the family
Yes.
members. Another thing to add to the mix, in 80405, we had only about 3 or 4% of patients with metastatic disease or MSI-high. Of course, in 80405, these patients did not get checkpoint inhibitors because they weren't available when the patients were on the study. Patients with MSI-high tumors did much better with Bev than with cetuximab, much better. It's a smallish subset, but a very dramatic difference. So a patient with MSI-high clearly could benefit from Bev. And not surprising in that Bev appears to be related to antigen presentation and be active somewhat through the immune system.